This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Hour number two, NFL No Huddle, just a couple of minutes away here on a Trillville Thursday. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. We'll get back into a couple different college football conversations in 20 minutes as, you know, some of what we were talking about there with the expansion of the playoff and kind of if they're going to do this, how they might want to do it. There's a lot more to it. So we'll get back into that in 20 minutes. Back page with Bo coming up at 12:40. Like we said, NFL No Huddle just a couple minutes away.
You know, spring training is going on now. And obviously, you know, in any league, a new player comes in, he probably wants a number that he's always had and everything like that. Just saw Juan Soto gave his teammate Brett Batty, who, okay.
Sure.
He gave him a new brand new truck. This is like one of the new Escalades for his number.
Okay.
I would have wanted more.
Escalade truck's pretty good,
though. That's nice, though. That's awesome. Can I get something else? I know what you're making.
Yeah, right. Juan Soto's got $765 million.
I know what you're making.
That's a good point.
You know what I'm saying? Get me a Lamborghini truck. more than anything, he probably got a deal with this dealership.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you got that from your sponsorship deal.
Yeah.
You got to fill it with something.
Yeah.
Right?
Like,
give me an Escalade truck filled with
a nice Rolex or something.
Yeah, okay.
Or something like that.
Sure.
Or whatever Tom Brady had on, that Jacob.
Yeah, like.
Or something like that.
Some fancy watch company that people can't even buy.
Yeah,
like, you have to be Tom Brady.
Let me get one of those and put that on the dashboard, man.
Yeah. That's always an interesting question. It's like if somebody, you know, comes to your team, they're making all this money, they're asking for your number. Mm-hmm. What are you asking for?
But usually the one who's asking for the number is Big Bank.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, and the guy who has the number is not.
Right.
It's like, not so Big Bang.
Like, Jerickson Profar doesn't come on the Braves, and I don't know what his number is.
Yeah.
But, like, he doesn't come on and try to get the number.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But, like, if somebody
Juan Soto's
comes,
number 22.
If somebody comes in, they take his number. They're asking for his number. You know what I mean? So, yeah, it's all about where the bank is,
mm-hmm.
if you're willing to ask somebody for their number. Like, how much you want for it, dude? $1 million.
That's too much.
Like, come on, man.
It's a number.
Be realistic.
Yeah,
now,
I'm not giving you $1 million.
Like, be realistic. I'm going to give you $1 million for a damn jersey. Come on, dog. Be realistic. You got a charity? How about I donate $150,000 to your charity? No, how about you donate $100,000 to me?
Yeah, no offense. Charity's great. I want those kids to have what they need also, whatever it is.
Yeah. How about you donate $150,000?
I want the water to be clean for the turtles as well.
You know what I'm saying? How about you $150,000 to me?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. But
the turtles don't wear number 22.
Yeah.
I do.
I wear number 22. So, yeah. So he got his number back It's funny stuff going on that. And I saw a clip where Pete Alonso is falling and he can't get up.
like
he tripped over first base and hit the ground.
Already hurt, huh?
Damn, Pete.
Mets are going to Met.
One way or another.
The Mets are going to Met. Started early this year.
The first week of spring training.
I mean, I guess they do have Juan Soto. So
Yeah, they're probably batting behind Francis Lindor.
Yeah, they got Lindor and then Soto, and then I guess Alonso would be right there as long as he's healthy.
Yeah,
No, it's a pretty good lineup. Something about him though.
Yeah, it's
that orange and white.
It's a good
just
three.
Gonna get him hurt.
It's just a good three.
It's not gonna work.
It's just a good three on top.
It's a nice three.
Yeah,
doesn't matter.
Yeah,
you know,
it's something.
They got that orange NY on their hat, and so it's gonna fall apart at some point during the summer. I don't know why, but it's the way it goes.
It's just the way it goes.
It always has since 1986.
Are there? I mean, I don't know any Mets fans in general, but do they get the same like anxiety like Braves fan get before the playoffs, like right before the
Mets
playoffs?
Fan that I know, and he's one of my best friends. Uh-huh. The Mets fan that I know, we saw him when we were in New York around Christmas time, is the most emotional, irrational sports fan that I know.
Right.
In that no matter what happens in the offseason, every offseason he convinces himself that it's their year.
Oh, okay.
It's going to be, which is fine.
Right,
we kind of have to.
Right.
And, you know, you got Juan Soto this time, so you understand it. But we were at dinner, and he was telling me about how Juan Soto is basically Ted Williams. And I was like, all right, just pump the brakes a little bit, all right? Like, when Juan Soto played for the Yankees last year, what was your opinion of him? And he was like, I've always felt like this. I was like, you never said anything about him to me before.
Right.
And then he tried to say all this stuff. I was like, look, we don't have to get in a loud argument here at the restaurant and ruin dinner for everybody. But when Ronald Acuna is healthy, he's better than that guy.
Right.
And he was like, no, he isn't. I was like, all right, we're done.
Oh, yeah.
We're done talking. We're done talking right now. Like, if he signed with another team, you wouldn't be saying
Hell
the same
no,
things
they
right now. Which,
Hell
again,
no.
is fine.
Hell
That's
no.
what sports fanhood is. You're a fanatic, blah, blah, blah. But no. I think he's pretty representative of that fan base.
Yeah.
Because he's very passionate and he's completely delusional, which you'd have to be to still root for that team after all these years.
Yeah.
He was, what was he, in 1986? He was probably like 6 years old or 7 years old. So he hasn't seen anything good in his lifetime. Like, the best thing he's seen the Mets do is what? Subway Series getting blown out?
Yeah, something like that.
Like, Benny Agbayani was fun for a minute.
What the hell has happened good to the Mets?
I mean,
in the last 10 years.
Besides signing big free agents.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
They win the offseason.
I was curious. When is the last something good other than that?
Yeah, besides winning the offseason.
Prosperous. Okay.
I don't know.
Oh, nothing. Okay, never mind.
Nothing good. Really.
I can't wait for them.
You got anything over there?
I mean,
they probably thought it was
World
pretty.
Series in like 86.
That's what I said. Since then.
But like, that took, you know, like, that took a.
Oh, that's 40 years
a
ago.
A blown ground ball, and that was 40 years ago.
Yeah.
So since then, what are we talking about?
Chipper Jones named his kid after him.
Yeah, that was pretty. They got Tom Glavine. They got Glavine for a minute. That was probably cool for them.
What did they do with him?
Nothing.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm not worried about that.
Yeah.
No. The Mets are the Mets.
Damn the Mets.
The Mets
got a big
Mets.
Apple that pops up in center field.
Do they still do that in the new one? I went to
City Field, right?
I did go to. I knew it was at Shea Stadium, but the field's huge. That's the biggest baseball stadium I've ever been in.
Right.
It felt like three baseball stadiums could fit in that baseball stadium when I went there. So they got a big ass baseball stadium.
Cool.
A lot of a lot of hubcap shops across the street from it.
Get out.
Yeah.
Do people still steal hubcaps?
I think so, and they sell them right there.
Like, they still
right
hubcap.
There in Queens.
There wasn't nothing to steal some 50 spokes.
It was crazy. We were riding through these wild. It was like, where are we? Oh, there's the stadium.
Right.
We're gonna park right here. It's like, all right, your car is probably gonna get stolen.
Yeah.
Right next to the stadium.
Because a lot of times most stadiums are in those kind of neighborhoods.
Sometimes. Yeah. Sometimes they are. Yeah, that one is just like, where are we? Oh, all right.
And, they still in hubcaps. Well, it's New York City, so. Yeah. I got a set of four for 80.
Yeah. You need a hubcap. You go to Citi Field.
Oh, that's awful.
Take in a baseball game, walk right across the street, and get some hubcaps. All right. Let's get to an NFL. Let's get to an NFL no huddle. All right. NFL no huddle every day to kick off the new hour. We talked about this yesterday. The salary cap is increasing for the millionth year in a row, and it'll continue to do that. It's going from $255 million to somewhere between $277 and $281.5 million. Look, it's good news for everybody in the league because they have more money to spend. And it's a sign of health as well.
I think the biggest thing is, okay, the cap is going up, and you got to spend a certain amount. But that don't mean that the teams are going to go wildly spinning, you know, because they got more space and cap space and everything like that. Because, you know, they still got to figure and manage stuff. But I think it makes conversations different with certain players, like with Grady. In a presence here with Grady and everything like that. But, I mean, I don't think, you know, with teams like we talked about the Bengals yesterday and how they are as far as their contract, is this going to make them? No, because the thing
is. It's going to make it more frustrating for their fans when they don't.
Exactly. But you got to think about there's certain things, and we mentioned it yesterday, not all owners have the same bank.
Right.
And when you are getting out these big signing bonuses and all this stuff, You got to have that money. Mm-hmm. You got to put it in escrow. You have to do that. And so, you know, that's just always the thing with the whole spending of the money. I understand as fans, you want your team to spend money because a lot of times you equate them spending money with winning, mm-hmm. which is not always the case.
It's not always the case.
It's not always the case, especially when you talk about free agent money. Mm-hmm. Your best bet is to sign your own players and bring in selective free agents. Not go out there and because Washington and the Patriots got all the money in the world this offseason. But they can't win a Super Bowl with all that. They got to win with their guys. But you can improve your roster by getting better players.
Yeah, the best thing to do, and we know this, is to draft well and then retain the talent that you develop.
Right.
That fits into the system that you've won with. That's what you want to do. The teams that have the most cap space most offseason.
They stink.
Suck.
Yeah. Yeah. Washington is
an outlier.
Yeah, an outlier.
They did a really good job drafting their quarterback.
Exactly. And now they have
they probably won't have any cap space in a couple years.
They got the one commodity that most NFL teams want. A good rookie quarterback on a rookie deal. Yep.
They got the main thing that you want.
Yes.
The frustrating thing is when you have an owner that does like to spend and then you get this extra money and then they spend it and your team's still kind of like, all right, dang it.
Yeah.
Like, we do. Because, I mean, Arthur Blank spends money.
Yeah.
Like, we're not talking about a Bengals situation mm-hmm. or some of these other teams where, you know, you're begging them to search the couch cushions for change. Like, he's spending money. They just got to spend on the right people.
That's the thing.
They just haven't done that.
You got to understand who you're giving this money to.
You got
to
draft better.
Yeah, but that's the thing. You got to understand who you're giving this money to. There's going to be a lot of names out there. I saw there's, you know, you're getting close to it, so you're hearing more and more rumors about different players. There's going to be a lot of surprise cuts for some of these big money players is making a whole lot of money and their production is not adding up to their paychecks. This is going to happen.
Drafting well, obviously, is big for everybody. I know there's a lot of emphasis right now here locally, understandably, on maybe drafting from the team that's right down the road. Here's Todd McShay talking about Mykal Williams.
Bet on his traits. God doesn't make many human beings that look and are athletically gifted like him. Mykal is just built different. You're talking 6'5", right. 265, okay? Tall, body beautiful, long arms. He's very good run defender, and that stuff travels.
I saw this.
It's always a fine line in draft analysis
I actually, I like Todd McShay in his draft coverage. I listened to this yesterday when he said that and everything. And that's the thing about Mykal. Mykal is a freak.
Yeah.
He's a freakish athlete who is still – as freaky as he is raw, mm-hmm. and he's raw. And I'm telling you, if he's not even 21 yet, Mark.
I know, it's crazy.
And you go and get this guy. The one thing you can't coach is what McShay was saying, but he has.
You can't coach 6'5", 265.
You can't coach that
fast.
But you can coach
twitchy,
all. You can coach all the other stuff that makes him into a great player. I think Mykal's gonna be really good. I do. I think the biggest thing for Mykal is he's got to stay healthy. He got to stay healthy and on the football field. And, like, this year, that Clemson shot, it took him down. It did, that shot against Clemson. He wasn't the same, but you saw the Texas game. You saw how dominant this dude is.
Yeah. Man. No, when they needed him and Jalen Walker both in those games, they were both incredible.
Yeah.
I don't know which of them is going to be there at 15, but one of them is going to be.
One of them is going to be there. One of them is going to be there.
Take him.
Yeah. I know, one of those guys is going to be there.
Keep it simple.
The biggest thing with Jalen is his versatility. You know, I know they got the same number, but a lot of people look at him, and I think we mentioned it during the season because he can play like Micah Parsons. He can play off the ball, mm-hmm. and then in sub packages, he can come and rush the passer and everything. And I mean, he is just a dominant force himself. And so when you look at where the Falcons are, I'm absolutely 100%. One of those guys is probably going to be there.
Yeah, one of them is going to be there.
When the Falcons
one of those two guys is going to be there.
And take them.
Take them.
Yep.
You need it.
Yep. It's not a reach.
It's not a reach.
Yeah.
The value's there.
Yeah. They might
somebody
be the best,
else is going
to take
They him.
Might be the best player available right there. You know how they like to say we'd like to take the best player available.
Yeah.
They might be the best player available right there.
They very well may be.
Yeah.
Somebody's going to take them.
Take them.
Philly will take them if you don't.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Philly's going to take Malachi Starks.
I love that, but
I'm going to put him right
Malachi
there.
Is Malachi going to be 32?
I don't know.
Oh.
I'm not sure.
But it seems like they might trade up to 17. There he is.
Yeah. Trade up, get him. Pro bowler, all pro. 7 years, Super Bowl MVP in 2 years.
Goodness.
Who's the late first round Georgia guy? Because those guys those guys might all be in like the teens.
Yeah,
or like
I think
20s.
All those guys.
There's always a sneaky one that nobody kind of talks about until the draft gets here. So like a linebacker that's going to show out.
Smile Mundy.
Go get him.
Yeah, maybe Smile. I doubt it, but maybe Smile with somebody.
I don't know. They're going to take somebody.
It'll work,
and it's going to work. You could do it too. You could do it, too. All right, we'll come back. We'll get back into some of the college football conversation with the power brokers down there in New Orleans deciding the fate of the future of the sport. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and, for shoppers, buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, check this out. You already know this Trillville.
Yes, sir. You know you listening to Andy and Randy on a Trillville Thursday on what?
92.9.
The game. Let's go.
What?
Yeah.
20 minutes away from the back page with Bo Johnson, every single day. There was a video breakdown of John Boy, you know, the baseball guy who breaks down videos and stuff. He had a video breakdown of the Georgia pitcher yesterday. Highly recommend it.
Really?
Because, like, the sticking out his tongue thing to the guy on second base wasn't really a sticking out of a tongue. It was more like a tongue flick kind of deal.
I should know how to describe it.
Is this what they do now?
I don't know.
Is it tongue flick?
I'm not sure if that's an intimidation strategy amongst baseball players or if that was just a one-off. But it was, like, when Bo said sticking out your tongue, I thought, like, my daughter, 4 and a half, sticks her tongue out at me sometimes.
More of a little. Yeah.
Hits me with one of those. If I want to, like, get, you know, make something clear to my wife, I'll hit her with one of these, like a tongue flick. You know what I mean?
All right,
those are different deals.
Dude, stop sticking your damn tongue out at me like that,
well,
dog.
I'm demonstrating different.
All right, I get it. I get that,
maneuvers.
Man. But don't do that to me.
Well, I wasn't doing it to you.
No, but I'm looking at you. Don't do that.
I have to do it in order to do it.
Yeah, between you and Bo over there making it in the sound effects, I don't want to hear that, man.
In order to actually do it. You worked with me long enough. Like, I gotta actually act it out.
I understand.
Like, I can't
that.
Just say it. If I'm really gonna give the emotion of it, dude. I gotta hit him with the blah, 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 like that.
Again, don't need you to do that to me.
I wasn't even looking at you when I did.
No,
it.
But you know how our old boss, eye contact. Remember he used to be in.
But I wasn't making eye contact
with
you.
I'm looking over there
it.
At you.
Oh, well, I can't control that. I can't control that. I'm sorry if it made
so
you
much more sense if we just have video.
I'm sorry if
oh
it
no,
made
we don't need these TV. Oh yeah. Yeah.
But that's what he did. He tongue flicked him, which is even weirder.
That is kind of
it's
that,
way
that's
weirder.
That's why I said, is this the new norm?
I don't know.
I mean, they like. The, I don't know.
There's
man.
A lot of new norms.
There
man.
Is, dog.
A lot of new norms.
There is.
Does it come to a certain point where you're just unwilling to accept them?
Oh, you who you think you're talking to?
But what I mean from that, I mean, like, I get you're not gonna do it, right? You're not gonna
right.
do it. But like, there's just like, and I think this has happened for some people in sports in general, like. Where it's like, well, I'm not into that anymore.
Right.
Can't watch it.
Right.
Whatever it is.
Right.
Like, I think it's happened for some people with the NBA All-Star game.
Mm-hmm.
It's happened with, like, I think a lot of people last year, certainly from my part of the country, college football is like, well, screw that.
Right.
Not doing that anymore.
I understand.
Yeah. I just like, because I'm just looking at some of this stuff, like, Texas is going to cancel its spring game.
Yes.
Football spring game.
Yes.
For whatever reason.
Right.
I mean, injury risk is something I've heard. Matt Rhule talked about, worried about other teams seeing your talent and poaching them.
Yeah.
Whatever. But it's like a thing that people like. Like, people
love
the spring game. It's
people
a big deal.
To.
Like,
yes.
G-Day, I would have a hard time believing Georgia would do that, but
I just got my email. I just got my email for the alumni football game.
Okay,
now, they know I'm never going to play that game,
and you shouldn't. Don't do that.
No, I'm never going to play that game.
Last thing we need is Randy in a cast for a year.
That's why. No.
You don't need to do that.
But the problem, you know, what we talk about, the little boy sticking his tongue out. Ain't enough uncles around no more. You know, ain't no more of them OGs on the corner giving you life lessons. Because if you had an OG man to drink, you know, drink his can in the singles and have it in the brown paper bag to give you some life lessons on life, your ass
that.
Would stop doing that.
Yeah, you
okay?
do it once and that's
we
it.
We got too many cool ass uncles now, all right? That want to be with you in the club instead of schooling you bought the club. You know what I mean? Yeah. That's what you got these damn.
Still trying to live the glory
yeah,
days.
Yeah, still trying to live the glory days instead of sitting their ass over there under a tree in an old ass fold out chair giving you life lessons.
Such a great
yeah,
point.
With that cigarette hanging off the lip.
It's such a
yeah.
great point.
Yeah, too many of them. They don't smoke.
It's absolutely something that we've lost yes. along the way.
Yes.
In overvaluing likes, clicks, views,
yes.
streams,
yes.
social media,
yes.
whatever, and devaluing wisdom.
Yes.
And experience.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
It
That's
is.
What I was saying last week when we were talking about the coolest people are old people.
Yes.
Like if you really want to talk about it, but they don't get any clicks because they're not on there.
Man, go find you a tree.
So now
go find you one of them big old trees. I promise you it's somebody named Mr. Rufus. Because you always gotta call him Mr. Right? You always gotta put Mr. in front of it. And his ass sitting right there chilling. Don't bother nobody but has seen everything that you ain't seen.
I know, but nobody wants to listen to that guy anymore.
No.
They want to listen to Carson Beck and the Cavender Twins on Instagram because those guys get a bunch of likes.
Yeah.
And so you listen to them.
How do I get likes like that?
And now we value this, I don't know, like we overvalue youth and we overvalue this weird like celebrity nonsense. And look what happened to them.
Yep.
Got their car
got
stolen.
Jike.
I bet Mr. Rufus has been driving the same Lincoln for 20 years.
You know he has.
Nobody's
right
taking
ain't
that
nobody
thing
taking
from it.
Ain't nobody taking the timing belt needs to be moved and everything. It don't matter.
Because you know why they don't take it from him? Because they know they'd have some problems yeah, if
exactly.
they did.
Exactly. And Mr. Rufus could take out three young jits with a pocket knife that he got to pull out and unfold. Not a switchblade, that old-ass pocket knife.
Yeah.
Yeah. You keep just a corner of that nail so it come out fast.
Oh,
yeah.
God.
Get your ass stabbed. Rusty knife stabs ain't fun.
Yeah, man. We've lost a lot. Lost a lot. Now we're losing spring games.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know why this matters so much to me, but it just
everything,
it annoys me.
Everything is changing about – that's why when we're talking about the NBA and everything – it's changing because that's what the athletes do now. And
yeah.
that was my biggest thing when I was talking about Charles and Kenny and them. If you keep on living in this world where you expect everything to be like it was back then, you're going to be so disappointed. That's
yeah,
what I said.
That's true.
Why put yourself through that? Don't watch it or just accept it.
Right, because that's your choice.
That's your choice.
You have the choice
that's
to
what, and that's what's going to happen.
It.
And I understand the NBA thing. That's people's choice.
Mm-hmm.
I have no problem with the way the NBA game is. You know why? Because I've accepted that's how they're going to play the games now. It sucks.
Mm-hmm.
It's no physicality. I know we had fun on the list. I never liked the hand-checking. I don't want to see 89, 81 basketball games. I like to see points. I like to see all those things. But this is what's going on, and this is going on from a young age now. This is what's being sent to the professional leagues.
Yeah.
Kids that aren't ready to play, but they got to get to the gram, and the reason they got to get to the gram because everybody else is doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of thinking to yourself, and especially now with the NIL, man, let me stay one more year.
Right, but then also being completely rewarded
yes.
as well, right?
Yeah,
like that's the problem with it is like we're not just saying that this might not be good because it used to be like this. Like these guys are saying, no, it is good, and here I can show you. Look at my bank account.
Yeah.
Like it is good.
Yeah.
I'm doing it, and I'm getting rewarded for it. So what you're encouraging me to do would actually cost me money.
Yeah.
So it's like, yeah, but it might benefit you developmentally down the road.
But they don't view development. People.
But I also don't blame them because the people that are in charge don't view it like that either. Like just look at college football right now and the mess that they've created because they were too quick to conference realign. And now they're trying to figure it out with the playoff. They're mm-hmm. trying to fix their problem with another problem that they've created.
Right.
If they would have just been patient a little.
They can't do that.
I know they can't because there's too much money to be gained tomorrow. Then maybe there'd be more money 10 years from now, but nobody has 10 years because who knows what might happen. And everyone's in a rush to be greedy. But like, if they would have just kept the conferences the way they were in 2008, and it was the Pac-10 and the Power 5, and they went to a 16-team playoff, and you just had two automatic qualifiers from each conference, and college football was still regional, and the rivalry still existed, and you had smaller conferences, so everyone played each other,
yes.
and you could still have non-conference schedules where good teams played each other if they were willing to schedule it, then the 16-team playoff would work. But now, everybody plays in two conferences, so you have to give four automatic bids to these conferences.
And that's why they want the four, because they're looking at our conference is big.
Yeah, because we've got 20 teams in a conference, which is insane.
But that's the big thing. I'll go back to you. It's like... those automatic bids, The reason, one main reason I hate Outback Bill, because I don't think you should be rewarded for being fourth.
Absolutely not.
I don't think you should be celebrated for being second, third, or fourth.
Yeah,
you know,
I agree.
That's why I don't like the automatic bid part about it. But when you talk about the structure of college football, these two dudes are like a Rob Pelinka and Nico. Mm-hmm. They are on some slick stuff. They're putting out there what they want you to know or want you to talk about or speculate. There's something coming down the pike that they ain't telling nobody. And maybe they're whispering in some other teams' ears in other conferences like, hey, listen, this is what me and old boy got.
Yeah, and if you don't think that that's what they're doing, just look at Texas and Oklahoma coming to the SEC in the dead of night.
This is what me and old boy got going on.
UCLA and USC going to the Big Ten. And then Washington and Oregon being like, us too, please? Can we also come?
Can we go?
Yeah. Again, like, okay. I understand the short-term reason for doing these things. I just think that there's a lot of lack of foresight, like a lack of vision in terms of what it might mean long-term.
Yeah.
Like, which again, maybe you don't care. And maybe that's what it is. Maybe, you know, get what I can today because I might get hit by a bus tomorrow. I don't know.
I can't say, because the thing about it was the patience part is no longer exists. Everybody's in a rush to get to the ultimate goal. I have no problem with that. I understand. This is something you want to do, and it's right there at the finish line. You see it there, but it's still a ways away. You know, you see it, you're a freshman, whatever, you ball. For some reason, you got to come back two more years to get to that goal. When you're in college, you got 6 months, Andy. you got 6 months until you can get to that goal. And now everything is just so fast forward now. Everything is just so fast forward, and you don't allow yourself sometimes to enjoy the ride to get there. You want to enjoy the ride when you're there, but it's a fun ride to get there.
I think the reason that the spring game stuff kind of irritates me more than some of the off-the-field stuff is that this is the kind of thing that starts to deteriorate the actual product. Like, when we're like, well, we're not going to do this because of injuries. Mm-hmm. That's what has led to the NBA looking how it looks.
That's what I'm saying.
And one of my big issues is that we've allowed this idea of efficiency mm-hmm. to become the way that we sort of rule sports. When efficiency, a lot of times, is really boring.
Yes.
Like, efficiency is the most boring thing.
Yes.
Sometimes the hard way is the entertaining way
yes.
to watch and to do and in sports. And we've allowed this idea of efficiency, and in this case, like, risk management or injury risk management and all that kind of stuff.
But Andy, that's just they one get step. More injured. Why the hell are y'all more injured and don't play as much?
I know, that's the thing about it that's you would think that they would notice.
You don't play as much, you don't hit as much, you don't do as much, but yet your ass always hurt. Y'all kiss my you-know-what about, well, the athletes are bigger, stronger, and faster now. Kiss my you-know-what.
Yeah, I don't think so. I don't know the answer to that, but you would think that they would see that and be like, oh, it's not working.
No, because they want personal trainers to help them stretch their hamstrings with damn rubber bands.
Our efficiency risk management isn't working.
Get up under some of that iron.
Yeah, I mean, just look at the Falcons and the way that they did their whole thing with, well, we do these days and these days and these days, and now we're going to do walkthroughs on Wednesdays in reverse.
Miss me with that crap.
Well, the reason the season fell apart was because the quarterback got hurt.
Miss me with that crap.
Anybody can get hurt at any time. It's football.
It is football.
We can't.
Out there in the weight room with damn yoga mats and stuff. Get the hell out of here. Get on the flow.
What would Mr. Rufus do? Not yoga. I'll tell you that. All right, we'll come back and get to the back page with Bo after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
What it is, Atlanta. Happy Trivia Thursday.
Happy Trivia Thursday to all the 92.9 The Game listeners out there. And now,
welcome back, Andy and Randy.
Yes, sir.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Trivia Thursday, 20 minutes away from getting back into the big story of the day, which partially involves a hockey game.
Yeah.
For the first time ever.
Yeah.
Right? Well, we've never talked about hockey in the opening segment of the show.
The only time we talked about hockey was when they were talking about building that thing up north.
Right, and even then.
But other than that, no, we
tell me when you build it.
Yeah, other than that, no. I mean, but the thing with it is now everybody's jumping the shark with the two main – I know there's some other hockey movies, so you don't have to name them all to me, but the two main popular ones as far as – I saw one where it said, let's all imagine we're the Mighty Ducks and we're getting a speech from Gordon Bombay. Like, give it a rest.
Yeah, there's three hockey movies, and everybody's referenced all of them.
Yes, all of them.
Mighty Ducks, Miracle.
And Slingshot.
Oh, and yeah, Slap Shot.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, the Kachuk brothers are like the guys from the movie.
Will y'all stop it?
Damn. It's just great proof that we just don't, like, we're not a hockey nation.
Stop
it! We don't have hockey references.
But I think we got three movies. The coolest thing about, and you watch hockey, and I mean, I've always said I love going to hockey matches.
That's awesome.
As long as I sit by the glass, because every time I would go sit up in the suite, I would fall asleep every single time. So, just being down there, it's freaking awesome to go to a hockey match. It's 100% awesome. But then we're going back because we talked earlier about the difference of the NBA and all. Like, you can't half-ass in hockey. You can half-ass an NBA game.
Well, you half-ass in hockey, you're going to get concussed.
You can get your ass knocked out.
Mm-hmm.
You can't really go half-ass in football.
Nope.
Or you can get hurt. Mm-hmm. You get dumped on your head not paying attention.
That's right.
And so, I think the more physical of the sports, the more you got to be, hey, mid-round ready.
That's right.
You got to get yourself going.
That's right.
But with all the phrases, I mean, I loved you know, Mighty Ducks just as anybody else until I realized that Charlie Conway was a snitch, and then I stopped watching it.
Charlie was doing what he thought was best for the team.
I stopped watching.
He's doing what he thought was best for the team.
Yes. Until I realized that that Charlie was a damn snitch, and that they didn't get a brother enough shine. All right, didn't get Jesse enough shine.
Fair enough.
Yeah,
Jesse was pretty good.
Yeah,
I got the knuckle puck in D2.
Whatever. Man.
Kenan Thompson, by the way.
Yeah,
that's 40 years ago. Who's still around?
Who would have thought?
Saturday Night Live.
Who would have thought?
I don't know.
Because he is fun as hell.
He's really funny.
Yeah.
He's vital.
Yes.
He's been a vital cast member forever.
Yes.
And he was on all that. Remember that back in the day, like the Nickelodeon skit show that they had. It was not great, but it was fine when you were kids.
Do they still play old stuff on Nickelodeon? I know they got. Do they have Nickelodeon? Like they would have like Doug and the Rugrats. Yeah. Do they still do that?
I don't know. Like, is it a channel that exists? Is that what you're asking?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. Because I know they have the Nickelodeon with the NFL games, right?
Oh, so they must.
Do they got shows like Rugrats and Doug?
Like new ones.
New ones.
Yeah, like what's the new Doug? I don't know.
Yeah.
That's an awesome question.
That's interesting.
Because, like, all the shows that are new now that at least I know about, and they're a little young for that kind of stuff probably.
Right.
But it's all, like, Disney Plus and streaming and stuff like that. She does occasionally want to watch the old ones. Like, she's watched the Ninja Turtles cartoon from back in the day. Like, the original
one. Okay, thank you.
Which is pretty violent.
The new ones are raggedy.
And pretty violent. And I don't know. Like, it's fine. I'm not worried about it. I watched it a lot when I was a kid, and it turned out okay. So...
Okay, so that turned out okay.
I think I turned out okay. So I think it's probably not going to mess her up too bad if she watches the Ninja Turtles cartoon.
Right. She'll be all right.
But that's a good question. Because like those shows were pretty big staples of the childhood.
So it seems that Nickelodeon's full of spinoff shows now.
Oh, really?
Oh, okay.
The Patrick Starr Show is currently airing on Nickelodeon.
Okay, you're looking up yours. I'm on my
Go Diego Go.
And these are all spin-off. Like Diego's a spin-off of Dora the Explorer. Okay.
Now, there is a new Dora show just titled Dora that's also on.
Okay.
Rubble and Crew, which Rubble was one of
Rubble's one of the Paw Patrols.
The yellow one?
Jack loves Rubble.
Why does he get a spinoff and not the cop dog?
Because he's the coolest one. He's the construction worker dog.
Gabby's Dollhouse is currently airing.
Jack's a big Rubble guy.
And then there's a Transformers show on Nickelodeon airing right now.
Okay.
Transformers Earthspark.
All right. So it's still going.
Okay, so it's still going. They got Nick at Night.
Oh, and Baby Shark's big show. So Baby Shark finally got a
What if Nick at Night now, because when we were kids, Nick at Night was classic shows.
Yes.
But what if the classic shows are just Doug?
Oh, man.
You know?
That could be it. Like, they ain't got no Night Court on or nothing?
Because, like, what was considered classic rock when we were kids came out in the 70s, which was 20 years earlier, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, what's considered classic now would have come out in the early 2000s.
Yeah, that's like when people say, like,
Nelly's classic rock.
I like old school R&B. What old school? Like, something that came out in 96?
That's 30 years ago.
They're not old school. How far does it have to go back to be old school?
I don't know.
Like, old school country music, old school R&B, old school rap.
It depends on who you are.
How far do you have to go back?
Like, for us, old school is always going to be 20 years back from when we were kids, right?
Yes.
But if you're 20 now, 20 years back is...
I don't look at Run DMC as old school or hip-hop. I don't look at it.
Well...
I don't.
Okay.
But am I wrong?
They're older than what is now considered old school hip hop.
Yeah, I don't.
They're classic.
I don't view that. I say, you know, people our age, so we're Gen X and you're a millennial.
I'm a millennial.
In that age group, didn't we invent the term old school or no?
Great question.
That's a great question.
For music that was so.
Yeah, like what
kids did these days have a term for the music that we listened to when we were kids?
Yeah.
Just old.
Good question.
Old music. All right, let's get to the back page with Bo. Brought to you by Solomon Brothers Jewelry. Go to one of their three locations or shop online at SolomonBrothers.com or on Instagram at Solomon Brothers. Hello, Bo.
The FBI have gotten their guys. Seven Chilean nationals have been arrested and charged now with the burglaries of such athletes as Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce, and Joe Burrow. The members are charged with conspiracy to commit interstate transportation of stolen property. They face a maximum penalty of up to 10 years behind bars. They are accused of allegedly stealing $2 million in valuables from all of these athletes' homes.
Yeah.
Which kind of seems like a low number to me.
Yeah, I would have thought it was probably more anyways, but yeah, I don't want to say it because it's a damn difficult job. It's got to be a lot easier with dumbass criminals.
Yeah.
The one that steal and then
post
gotta
pictures
go
of themselves.
Yeah, post pictures of yourself with the stolen stuff.
Exactly.
Among other stupid things that they did, that is the biggest one that they did catch them on. They literally posted social media pictures of themselves wearing the jewelry that they stole from athletes' homes.
Just dumb. Just dumb.
I don't know. But dumb. I think we get so convinced because of movies that criminals are all like masterminds.
Yeah. No, they're not.
But they're not.
They're not.
Like just the ones that get movies made out of.
Most of them are.
And hey, those are fake heists.
Hey, the masterminds are the dudes that got like Carson Beck's car on. That's heading to Rio right now.
They're not catching
them.
We'll
they're not catching them, dudes.
They see a picture surface of the guy sitting on the hood.
Yeah. Right, unless some dumbass posted a picture.
Unless some dumbass posted. But usually when you steal high end cars and you put them on them things, you don't post those pictures.
You know, the mastermind.
You know what you do? You go back and get another one.
You don't hear about it.
Yeah, you go back and get another one.
The people that are good at it don't get caught.
Exactly.
So these guys supposedly would go to these athletes' houses, wait in the woods, is how it's described on court documents, and as soon as the athletes would depart for whatever games they were in, they would go and break into their houses. Now, here's the biggest thing. So I just told y'all, more than $2 million is what they're accused of taking. The biggest alleged haul at any one house, Bobby Portis of the Milwaukee Bucks, where they got $1.5 million in jewelry, suitcases, bags, and a safe with money in it.
Dude,
I guess they got the whole safe. Maybe it was a little safe.
I'm curious because there was a tape of Bobby, because Bobby has the cameras inside his house, and he was calling the police and saying, I think he put like a reward out for some of his stuff getting stolen last year sometime. And I do remember that because he made a videotape plea and all that stuff. You find it, blah, blah, here's the loot and everything. Bobby having a rough one.
Yeah, man.
Bobby got his money stolen and got to spend 25
games.
Spend
it for 25 games.
Yeah, man.
Bucks aren't playing good. Giannis is hurt. Bobby's going through it.
At least maybe the stuff in his house was
he's going to punch Mirotic again. Hopefully Mirotic doesn't come by. That guy's going to get sent back to the hospital.
His face broken.
I do wonder, though, because like $1.5 million in one robbery. That's a great day. Because, like, the stuff you got to know they've got jewelry.
Because
you can't. What all are you really going to even steal?
Like, people don't steal TVs
and
stuff.
TVs cost $300.
Yeah, they don't steal TVs.
Nobody's stealing a TV from your house.
We go for the valuables.
Like, electronics in general, you're probably not even stealing. You're trying to get jewelry. You're trying to get cash if they have it.
Mm-hmm.
Or, I don't know.
The other thing is bags.
Fancy bags and stuff. Yeah, designer stuff.
Which, that's just crazy to me. Somebody came in my house and stole my luggage.
Wouldn't be stealing
mine. Left the electronics and stole my luggage. Yeah, I'm just rocking American Tourister that I bought like 15 years
ago. I know that I understand why they won't do this, but like, I have a Carson Beck 2008 Honda Element. What? Nobody's stealing those. Samsonite bags. Nobody's stealing those.
Oh,
Timex Indiglow. Nobody's breaking in to steal
it's
that.
It's so easy to find, too. Just in there glowing.
Yeah, it glows. It's awesome.
Speaking of stuff that'll get you in trouble, being on probation and missing a urine test.
Ew.
Which is what happened to Pat Mahomes after his little dust up.
Oh, senior. Okay.
Pat Mahomes,
senior. Okay. Yeah, senior. After his little dust up with John Rocker on Bourbon Street, now it is in because of this. So he gets permission to travel. He's on probation because of the third DUI. He gets permission to go watch Travis in the Super Bowl. The dust up happens. Police look into him. All right, because of this, he's on probation.
Right.
He misses
obviously,
a urine test.
You get into a public fight with John Rocker, you might be lubed up a little bit.
He tells the cops in his court documents, the incident was a staged altercation to get publicity for a celebrity boxing match that was set to take place in April of 2025.
Oh, my God.
So whether or not it was really staged, which it does look like it was, because that's what he told the cops. The reason why, because he was trying to get himself out of trouble,
right?
Obviously, you know. He did take the urine test the next day. Don't know whether it was clean or not, but... So the whole Bourbon Street dust-up was apparently
so he just as, he can't, as he suspected. Can't, he can't drink or something, or he can't have drugs?
I guess it depends on what his probation is for a DUI, so right. It's probably pretty question. Likely he's not supposed to be drinking.
Oh.
But alcohol leaves your system within 24 hours.
Yeah.
So
that's it. I don't know. Oh. I don't know how that works exactly.
Oh.
It's a good question. Like if you have to ask for permission to go and then you get in a fight and they catch it and put it on the internet, yes. That's probably not good.
Not good for your probation.
They're probably not going to like that much.
So WWE has a new show coming out. It's G, and it's not Let's F Go. It's Legends and Future Greats, giving viewers an inside look to what it truly takes to become a WWE superstar. Several shows like this, Tough Enough in the past, stuff like this. But what is intriguing is who one of the contestants will be, and it's going to be none other than former Georgia Bulldogs running back Elijah Holyfield.
Yeah, I saw that.
Oh,
I saw.
Okay.
I saw a couple a few months ago. He was talking about getting into all that. Well, I mean, he
definitely
got a name.
Got the size. If he has anywhere near the personality, I can see him getting at least a shot.
He got a name. He got a name.
Yeah,
he got a name. Holyfield. All those different things.
Obviously, athletic, like big dude.
Yeah. Oh.
Uh oh.
What?
Trouble in San Antonio.
Oh no. Wemby.
Out for the season.
Wow. That's terrible. What happened? He played the All-Star game. Yeah, he got hurt in the All-Star game? They're going to cancel the All-Star game.
He has a deep vein thrombosia in his right shoulder.
Sound any good.
And they discovered it after he got back from the All-Star game.
Yeah, he played in the All-Star game. Played good in the All-Star game.
See, I have my TV in here. I have no idea what y'all are talking about. I have no
Wemby. Shams is reporting.
Yeah.
And this is official. Wemby's going to miss the rest of the year.
Do we think this is an injury that could have been sustained during the All-Star game?
No.
Being one of the only players that was actually
But he played good. Like, I don't
even know. Yeah, being the only player that played?
Or is this the Spurs being the Spurs again? Remember when
and
they...
trying to get...
They shut down David Robinson so they could get.
Do you think it's a case?
They got the Aaron Fox now. They know Wemby's the man. They got the Hawks pick.
Yeah.
They shut it down and tank for the rest of the year and try to get Cooper Flagg.
Wow.
Could be.
Those sneaky Spurs.
The sneaky damn Spurs are always up to something.
Sneaky ass Spurs. Unbelievable.
And they got a game tonight that's going to be played in Austin. It was going to be, neutral site, but they were playing in a special arena, right?
Yeah.
You told me about it.
Yeah, no. I think it's I'm sorry.
Okay.
But the thing with it is like, what is, like, it's a shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
When did it happen? That's my only thing. Like, I didn't know you get rigs. Like, did he go to the All-Star game hurt?
This is what it is. They've lost 7 out of their last 10.
Okay.
they're in the 12th spot now. The Blazers are playing better.
Uh-huh.
So they're only... I mean, they're still pretty far out, but yeah, they just keep losing. Only the Jazz, the Pelicans, and the Wizards are really, really, really bad.
Right.
And the Hornets. They might be down there. Hornets won last night. A late season push. Pops at it again.
Well, I mean, the Hawks went from 10 to 1.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, true. That's true.
They better not get no damn Cooper Flagg, Wemby, and De'Aaron Fox, and then have Castle, too.
Dude, Castle's awesome.
Hell no.
I know. Dang. All right. We'll come back. Oh, yeah, this hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Come back, get to the big story of the day. That'll factor into it for sure as we get back into a little bit of NBA as the Fox season sports game.